Well, on this International Men's Day today, a rare display of bipartisanship in Canberra this morning. Labor, Liberal and crossbench MPs and senators are launching the Parliamentary Friends of Healthy Masculinities Group, teaming up with preventative health charity The Man Cave to bring some awareness to mental health issues and to empower boys to become better men. Now, I've got to say, I feel a bit puny in our Parliament House studio this morning. Joining me are Labor MP and Special Envoy for Men's Health, Dan Repicoli. Dan, welcome back to Radio National Breakfast.
Good morning, Sally, and good morning, listeners. It's a pleasure to be here on International Men's Day.
And also, Independent Senator, of course, former Wallaby ACT Independent Senator, David Pocock. Senator, welcome back to Radio National Breakfast.
Morning, Sally.
Now, Dan, I'm sure you get sick of answering this question, but how tall are you in the old money?
6'8" in the old money.
6'8" in the old money. There you go.
Big unit.
Yeah, big unit. Right, there we go. Why did you decide to get involved in this particular initiative? Obviously, it aligns with your portfolio, but why do you think it's important?
Certainly does align with my portfolio, but even besides a portfolio, this is so important. Young men and boys out there, we need to make sure they're learning the right levels of respect and masculinity to be able to treat women, to be able to treat their friends with respect, and to be able to get on and be fantastic people in society later on. We teach this right to young men and boys. We're going to have fantastic men into the future.
Senator, for you, why do you think it's important to get this right and to have some role models there?
I think parliamentary friendship groups are a great non-partisan way of actually tackling hard issues. Mm. And clearly when it comes to both violence against women, which we've tragically seen the numbers increasing in this country, clearly men have to be part of that conversation, part of the solution. And I really want to acknowledge and support all the amazing work that has been done by women over many, many decades in this space. And I think this is an acknowledgement that men need to be stepping up into this conversation too, and talking about what it is to be a positive role model, what does healthy masculinity look like, and at the same time talking about the mental health issues that boys and young men are really struggling with across this country.
Sometimes some of the difficult truths are very close to home. We know that there has been some issues around behaviour here in Parliament House, and those concerns continue. Do we need to get things right here first, Dan Repicoli, before we start looking outwards, or we do both at the same time?
We need to do both at the same time. We should be showing levels of respect in this place, because what we do here is mirrored outside in the outside world as well. So we need to be leading by example, and that's why I'm so proud to be here with Dave and Aaron Violi as well, and running this parliamentary friendship group, because it is so important that we are showing people the right way and making sure that we are doing the right thing along that pathway as well.
We also know that some members and senators dealing with their own mental health, some struggle. Do you find that across party lines and even amongst the independents that still people are holding their cards close to their chest?
This could be a pretty brutal workplace, and I think there is probably a hesitancy amongst parliamentarians to expose themselves by admitting that they are struggling with things. But I think you see that across society, in workplaces, in families, and there is just such a need to be, I guess, chipping away at these damaging stereotypes of what it is to be a man, to always have things together and never show weakness, and actually creating spaces where boys and young men can actually talk about the things that they're grappling with, the challenges that they are facing, and to be able to connect with, you know, healthy role models who can say, yeah, well, I went through that too. Like that thing you're dealing with is normal. Let's talk about it. And you know, a lot of the research looking at violence against women sort of points to the need to be having these conversations with boys and young men and actually challenging some of the negative stereotypes that are developing through that phase of life.
Mm. There are these baseline issues, and then there are other things that can really add fuel to the fire, whether it's substance abuse, alcohol, domestic violence, or things like problem gambling. When do you think the Labor government is going to take some more action and take up the recommendations of Peter Murphy's review on gambling and online gambling in particular, Dan Repicoli?
So, great question, and I won't preempt what the Communications Minister is doing here, but I do know there's a lot of work going on behind the scenes, but when that actually comes out and comes to us in Parliament, I don't know is the right answer there. We ask questions around it, obviously, and we're told it's being worked on right now and worked on very heavily, and we do need to see some changes in this space. Like, my daughter shouldn't be telling me what the same game multi is on the Melbourne Storm versus Newcastle Knights game that they're about to watch. They shouldn't be doing that. So we do need to do some work in this space.
Will the government respond in this term, to your knowledge, to that report?
The government will continue to work hard to make sure that we are putting Aussies first, and we've done more work here than any other government in previous history.
But so moving forward, we know about that. This particular report from your late colleague, will there be action in this term?
Yep. We'll continue to work forward to make sure there is action and make sure that we continue to do the world-leading changes that we've already made along the way with this space. So we'll continue to do that, but we'll also continue to make sure that we're talking with the minister to make sure that we can see when this actually will come out.
Senator Pocock, just on a separate issue, we've had the CEO of the CSIRO on the program this morning talking about hundreds of potential job cuts there, which seem likely to come in. You've been looking closely at the organisation's funding. Did the CSIRO have any other choice than to have to resort to job cuts, in your view?
No, they've been forced into this position, and I don't think any Australian expected more job cuts at the CSIRO under an Albanese government than happened under the Abbott government. Like, this is extraordinary, and I think a really devastating day for the CSIRO and for science in this country. We are at record low levels of research and development funding as a percentage of GDP in this country, and with the CSIRO, they're also at record lows as a percentage of our GDP and as per capita. So we have to fund science in this country. You cannot have a future made in Australia without funding science. And I guess the question that I think the Minister for Science needs to be answering is, why are jobs at aluminium smelters or steelworks more valuable than researchers in this country? We need both, and we need the government to step in and actually save the CSIRO.
Just finally, let's finish where we started, and that is on boys and men. There'll be parents listening, probably driving in the car this morning. Dan, what's your message about the importance of getting this stuff right with the way we're raising our boys?
It's so important to get this stuff right with the way we're raising our boys, because they are our future. We have good, healthy men and young men in this country. We have good, healthy women and young women in this country. We have good, healthy communities. So to all the mums and dads out that are listening now that may be taking their kids to school, check in with them. Ask them how they're going. Have real and meaningful conversations with them, and make sure if they are struggling that they get the help that they need and they can reach out and have those conversations, and make sure that you let them know that it is okay to show some vulnerabilities. It is really, really hard to talk about what your issues are, but that is such a strength as well. If you can talk about what your issues are, that is some of the strongest people out there. Dave and I come from a sporting background. His was a little bit more active than mine, so which is okay. But we had our own challenges through that. Talk to your kids about your challenges that you maybe went through as well, because if you can talk about it and open up about your challenges, then it gives a safe space for them to talk about it as well.
David Parker?
Well, Man Cave research shows that one in two boys say that mental health is the biggest challenge that they face. And so clearly this is a huge problem across society.
It's a stunning figure,
isn't it? That's massive. And so, you know, yes, obviously parents are struggling with this too, watching their boys struggle with mental health issues. I think the work that the Man Cave is doing and actually facilitating these conversations amongst peers, and I think, you know, particularly as men, as boys, we're not very good at actually talking about our feelings and making ourselves vulnerable. But I think we need to reframe that is actually showing strength to be able to say, hey, I'm struggling with this, what do you think? And the work that they're doing, going into schools and encouraging, facilitating those conversations, I think is a real game changer. So we have a model here that works, and I think it's great to be highlighting and saying we need more of this if we're actually going to see this cultural change.
Well, good luck with this cross-parliamentary group, and thank you to both of you for coming in this morning. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Sally,
and thank you, listeners.
You've been listening there to Dan Repicolli, a Labor MP and the Government Special Envoy for Men's Health, and also David Pocock, Independent Senator for the ACT. And if you or anyone you know needs help, you can call Lifeline on 13 11 14.